Street road.
Are you cold?
Call to order. This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the open public meetings law. Adequate notices provided by the transmitting the resolution of the annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times by posting it in the borough hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcement and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Here.
Mr. Crowley?
Here.
Mrs. Cusick?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mrs. Meitner?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mayor Gluckstein?
Here. Before we stand for the prayer and pledge of allegiance, I just want to acknowledge the passing of a truly hero for the borough, which is Walter Curry. And Walter Curry was the 60 years on the fire department and is the chief of the department in 81, 94, 95, as well as being an active member of the first aid squad for 57 years. Mr. Curry was a special police officer who was elected as councilman for Atlantic Highlands from 75 to 80. And he was an active member of the Harbor Commission from 87 through 2015. Mr. Curry was a loving husband, father, grandfather. He was a trustee of his local church, superintendent of Bayview Cemetery, as well as a member of the board of directors there. Few areas of the community life have not been touched by the hands of this man, a fact which his family and friends acknowledge with intense gratitude. Mr. Curry's dedication to public service and warmth, which he exhibits, it was an inspiration to everyone. And now he's given this, serving the town down to the rest of his family. So as you stand and we say a silent prayer, please keep the Curry family in your thoughts. So please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and silent prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And thank you. Now, employee of the month, Jim Gallo. Yeah. So, since Jim started in the solid waste department in December of 2016, he has been an extremely dedicated worker. Years ago, Jim obtained his commercial driver's license, CDL, and is a primary driver operator in zones 2 and 3. Those who know Jim from the route know him as a friendly, hardworking member of the DPW. Jim is always on time and more than frequently stays long after the end of the day to finish the sanitation and recycling routes. As the residents know, the sanitation department works in all weather conditions, like today, including extreme hot and cold, in the snow and in the rain. This is a physically demanding job and clearly not an easy position, and the borough is very fortunate to have Jim as one of the dedicated members on the sanitation department. And when an in-house opening for a certified recycling professional was advertised, Jim immediately applied for the position. He was given the position, started the course at Rutgers from September of 2022 through May of 2023, and just finishing a total of 10 courses. And so we are all very happy to say that Jim has passed the course and now is in the New Jersey State Licensed Certified Recycling Professionals for the Borough of Atlantic Highlands. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for what you do.
Jim! Come to the middle. You gotta go through the thick bit.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
You can do it.
I can do it. That's true, thank you. Yay, Jim! There's something Jim in this room now. Oh, he did, well, okay. I need an approval of the previous meeting minutes for June 22nd, regular meeting and executive session.
I'll move that, Doc.
Crowley seconds.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Minutes have been approved.
And proclamation, Mr. Murphy, would you like to read it?
Yeah, love to read it, Mayor. Proclamation from the Atlantic, the Borough of Atlantic Highlands. Whereas each year we lose thousands of people from drug overdose globally, where some survive but suffer a permanent injury with devastating impacts to their families, and whereas the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is not immune, and you may have seen it or it has happened to people around you and to you, and tomorrow it could happen to someone you love. This is not an invisible issue. And whereas International Overdose Awareness Day provides an opportunity for us to reflect on practical ways to prevent overdose in our community, as overdose is preventable. Knowing the real facts about drugs and what to do when you see someone experience an overdose does save lives. International Overdose Awareness Day events that aim to educate our communities about drugs can really help. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that Loretta Gluckstein, Mayor of Atlantic Highlands, Borough of Atlantic Highlands, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, do proclaim August 31st, 2023 as International Overdose Awareness Day in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, and by doing so, bring awareness to this devastating matter.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
There's no unfinished business, no workshop, and so we move to public comment on the consent and regular agenda items. How many people are on Zoom right now?
Five attendees, Mayor.
Any hands up?
None at this time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anyone? Okay, so I don't see hands. So we're going to be going on to the consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. Resolution 109, commemorating the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States. Resolution 110, advocating for increasing support for community emergency services. Resolution 111, payment of bills, $1,543,288.94. I need a motion and a second.
Crowley move.
Murphy second.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
And now I need a motion and a second for Ordinance 4, 2023.
Crowley moves.
Dougherty seconds, but Mayor, I would like, if it's all right, to make one suggested edit to Ordinance 4. It's under Section 1, Letter D. And my suggestion, and I've discussed this with the borough attorney and with Mr. Farragina, and they're completely in agreement. Mm-hmm. To amend Section D to say, any person violating the provisions of this chapter, comma, as determined by code enforcement, the police department, and or the borough engineer. So that one phrase. If we could add that to this.
Got it. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, so...
With that addition, yeah.
So I would say, if Mr. Farrell agrees, I would second the motion with that addition.
Thank you.
All right. And now, roll call.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 4, 2023 has been properly introduced. Second reading and public hearing, August 10th.
You hear the...
There's some feedback.
Okay. So I'll talk really low.
Crowley moves.
Okay, ordinance 10. We have a motion.
You do already.
I know. And now, roll call.
Who was the second?
I think it was Jim.
Murphy. Speak up, Jim.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 10, 2023 has been properly introduced. Second reading and public hearing, August 10th.
Okay, thank you. And so, like, quickly, we're going on to our... What is it?
I said you said that.
Just right into these reports.
Okay, report. Councilman Colasardo?
Good thing, Mayor, we're just dealing with some AV issues over here.
Yeah.
First thing, let's start with fire. There's no specific update as it relates to the fire. Just wanted to thank Fire Inc. and also the fire department for doing a fantastic job of putting on Fireman's Fair. It was a great event. I volunteered and had no idea how much fun it would be to run a carnival stand, even in 100% humidity. I encourage everyone to do it again in upcoming years. It was actually really fun to volunteer. On the environmental front, we're working, I see Morgan out there, to improve signage at the entryway of the kiosk at Lenape Woods, both to just give people more information related to Lenape Woods and also some safety measures, which I think would be really great. That's it on environmental. We'll meet later in the month, as we normally do. On the shade tree front, Shade Tree just wants to thank Jimmy Phillips and the rest of DPW for stepping up. They converted their brining truck to a watering truck by flushing it several times, including the components of it and the pump. And now they're going to be using the brining or watering truck, whatever we want to call it right now, to water all of the trees in the borough, or the borough trees that exist. It's been hot. A lot of the trees are struggling out there. I mean, Jimmy was talking to me about it beforehand. This will allow us to do a better job keeping them alive, keeping the foliage in our town vibrant, and living up to that Tree City USA moniker that we do hold dear. On the recreation front, the first kiddie basketball camp happened this past weekend. There's another one on the 26th of July. My understanding that attendance was okay, and I hope to get more the second time around and later in the month. Two other events that we should address, we have the car show, Take 3, happening on July 16th, so the wait has been caused great anticipation, so let's all try to get out there for the car show. And then we also can't forget Film One Fest happening on the 22nd, probably my favorite event in town. If you want more information on it, go to the Arts Council. That's it. That's it on my end.
Thank you,
Mayor. Apologies for the mask, but I woke up this morning, and my nose is bothering me. So just to prevent anybody getting anything, that's why I'm wearing the mask. Our police department. Let's start with that. Our chief attended the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police in Atlantic City. Also, just in regard to the Fireman's Fair, very successful from the police point of view. Two canine units were there. They had a Skyhawk surveillance system, and they also had backup for the Monmouth County Sheriff's Department, as well as Keensburg and Middletown police forces. We still have one vacant Special 2 position that's open. If you know anybody, they can go online. They can seek the application and fill one out. I'll add that we have another class, Special 2, officer that is going to be coming into the station beginning July 24th. And then he'll attend the academy shortly thereafter. And that is, it's Tim Doherty, who is our former Sergeant Steve's son. So it's great to see. And obviously he grew up here in Atlantic Highlands, played baseball there at Hudson. So it's great to see him coming back into the fold. And continuing the family tradition. Lots of training going on. I'll just add a couple of them. Our officers went and did training for financial crimes. It was interesting to me to look at the report and see how prevalent that is. People opening accounts fraudulently under a neighbor's name, or people siphoning money out of an account. And so our team is able to go in there and try to recover these funds and work with our neighbors for that. So that's great training. Unfortunately, they'll come in use quite often, it seems like. Also, active shooter training was taken up last month. In June, 1,400 calls, including 47 first aid calls, 7 motor vehicle crashes, and there were 11 arrests made. 342 of those calls were traffic stops, and that included 2 DWI arrests. DPW, water and sewer keeping up with the demand, folks, but while we're in this, you know, these hot months, and also where it looks like we're heading into another drought, our neighbors are being asked to sort of conserve your water consumption as much as you can during this time. Town has been swept clean for the summer months, and also for the 4th of July celebration after our last brush pickup. And I'll just add to what Councilman Colasurdo discussed about the brining truck, is that look, anybody here in the borough, any of us, your neighbors, if you see a tree that's being affected by the dry conditions, you can feel free to go and take a coffee can of water and go water that tree and help keep us green. So everybody's encouraged to do that. First aid squad, 37 calls for June. And so far in July, this is as of today, there have already been 37 calls made. So that's an average of about 3 a day. At the fair, I want to thank our first aid squad for being there. All the nights were covered. And we also got some backup assistance from Rumson and Union and Port Monmouth. Recreation Committee, the only thing I will add is that our first movie night is coming up. We will not have another mayor council meeting, so I'll tell you now, it's going to be on July 30th. It'll start at 8:30 p.m. down there on the lawn in the marina. You can also go online. You can go to one of the Facebook pages here for Atlantic Highlands, and you'll see that there's a number of different movies that we've suggested. I always like to get a vote from people to see what they're interested in. Right now, it seems like it's sort of a dead heat between E.T. and Sandlot, and Big and Princess Bride are close up and gaining. And also coming up sooner than it'll be here, the date will be here before you know it, is Sunday, August 13th, is the Music and Food Truck Festival. Everything seems like it's all shaping up, looks like. Sharon Lasher and her group are going to be one of the bands performing, working on a real special band to show up and play. I can't announce that quite yet, but Chris Morrissey will be performing as well, and Strumberry Pie will also be performing. So there's 4 live bands at this point, 15 food trucks, and a whole bunch of artist vendors. And then, of course, we'll have Beer Garden Sangria and Margarita Garden all be there for people to enjoy. And then, if I can, I'll be a little self-serving, and I'll just say, if we finish in time, and part of that will happen if I cut my report short now, is I have a new show which is on the air called Breaking the Ice, and it'll air tonight at 9 o'clock, and its message is all about diversity and inclusivity. So if you can watch it, that would be great. And it'll be on WE TV.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, ELM, there was no committee meeting this month due to the Fireman's Fair, but I will put a shout out for OEM. Sarah's did a terrific job of organizing the EON committee, as well as all the groups together. So I want to give her a heads up, a wonderful job she did. And again, I agree with Councilman Colasurdo. It was great fun to work the fair. Great fun and great turnout. A little hot, but we'll handle it. Okay, seniors, we, again, no committee meeting this month yet, but we will be meeting fairly soon. I'm happy to report that the state did approve the senior freeze program. It's a property tax reimbursement program. And for any of you who are receivers of Social Security or over 65, you will be, you may be eligible. You can check your eligibility, and applications are on online at state.nj.us. Veterans Committee, we are continuing to work on the bios for those who were killed in action. And again, we're hoping that some people may give us some background related to that. We are planning for Veterans Day. Isn't that far away? It's November. So any ideas that you might have, please share with us. I also want to give a shout out to our Leo's Club. The Atlantic Highlands Leo's Club are supporting a program on July 29th at Sandy Hook. And it's called Heroes on the Water program. It is an all-day activity for veterans, any veterans who may be interested. Kayaking, food, fishing, a whole bunch of activities for any veteran who may be interested. And if you are, you can look that up online, called Heroes on the Water program. Okay, that's it.
Thank you for hearing. Okay, so.
What are we here?
Hi, thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everyone. On the personnel side, the borough is seeking a new full-time DPW employee. A commercial driver's license is not required, but the successful candidate will have up to 90 days to secure one and must pass all required exams and tests. Details on how to apply are available on the borough website, ahnj.com. Applications will be accepted through July 31st. I'd like to add my thanks about the Fireman's Fair. It was a wonderful event again this year. Thank you to all who attended, and especially to all who volunteered. My family had a blast, as always. Our daughter Piper set a personal best by riding the zipper 16 times on bracelet night. She did not get sick. It's she's our daredevil. So, but it's always a fantastic event. So, well done, everyone, and well done for Fire Department. Planning Board met on Thursday, July 6th. The board heard from the applicant at 65 First Avenue on an extension request from a December 2020 approval for a 15-unit apartment building approved with on-site parking. A one-year extension was granted, retroactive to December 2022. The developer indicated that demolition of the existing structures should take place within the next 45 days, with construction expected to begin toward the end of September. One additional application, PB 22-12, was dismissed without prejudice. And as a reminder, there is a special meeting scheduled for next Tuesday, July 18th at 7 p.m. to hear application PB 23-02. That's this 160 First Avenue application. The meeting will be held here in this room and on Zoom. Seating is limited, so please be reminded that you can join online as well. I've said the following before, but I'm going to say it one more time. The Planning Board as an entity does not decide or choose what is proposed on a particular parcel. The board evaluates applications based on their compliance with the zoning ordinances and allowable uses passed by the governing body. When there are deviations or variances from the development regulations, section 150 of the municipal code, such as building heights, floor area setbacks, etc., planning board members closely evaluate these based on the testimony of both the applicant's professionals, architect, planner, engineers, etc., and the testimony of our own professionals, specifically our terrific engineer Doug Rohmeyer and his colleagues from CME. I invite interested parties to come to planning board meetings to learn more about these processes, or shoot me an email. I'd be happy to answer any general questions not related to pending applications that may come or are coming toward the board. So, Mayor, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilwoman? Thank you, Mayor. I think I'm pretty brief tonight. Finance personnel, we did cover, although we do have a new employee that will be starting down in the harbor. I don't know actually what a start date is, but we've got Jacob Huber going to be doing harbor security, so that's stick with the harbor for a moment. We are expecting the architect that we hired at our June meeting to give a full report at our next harbor commission meeting so that we can proceed with repairs, which are the priority for the towboat building. The One Festival has been mentioned, but that is the next big special event coming up in the harbor. I'm excited about that. And then, of course, food trucks and music. One thing that
I haven't been with Councilman Murphy yet, but we had, there was, the Mirwald had been wanting to come back, Councilman Murphy's on the board with me. The Mirwald has wanted to come back to Atlantic Highlands, and it's been a little difficult to find the right timing and space available, but we're working with the Yacht Club, to see if we can get them here for maybe Wednesday through Saturday, the 23rd to the 27th of August. But they do about 3 sailings a day, and it's, I'll have more information at the next meeting, but they're going to do their best to really advertise that, and it's a really cool, exciting thing to have in harbor. Mr. Farragina and I are trying to arrange a meeting with the new, what is this title though?
It's the liaison from the DOT.
So the Department of Transportation to talk about Memorial Parkway and the different repairs that need to be done. We're optimistic, that's because there's somebody new, that we might get some better answers, but this is something that's been a priority since Mr. Farragina came here, and certainly before that with Mr. Hubany, so we're hoping to move that along, again, a little heavy handed. And please report, I just want to echo how, you know, I talked to Chief earlier today, it didn't even occur to me to not feel safe at the Fireman's Fair, and other than being in the frog pod, there was so much police presence, both that we saw and that we didn't see, and the fireworks going off also, no incident, so thanks to everybody, including our DPW and our harbor, for an amazing Fireman's Fair. I know Friday night was the top grossing night that they've ever had, and everybody was a huge part of that. Is that the night you were there, Snitty? Did I saw you? Friday? Mm-hmm. Shade Tree had a pretty long meeting last night. There's a lot going on. I want to thank Dr. Trank for really overseeing that the trees are getting watered. We planted a lot of trees this year, and she's got a schedule. If anyone is willing and able to keep an eye on our trees, we need all the help we can get. It's great that DPW has retrofitted the truck to be a water truck, but they have so many other responsibilities. They're literally bringing in employees before work to get that done. So if you would like to be part of that, Dr. Trank's in the back of the room wearing a red jacket, just let her know. I know Mr. Pizarro has also been taking care of some of our trees, and I don't remember if anybody in the room is on that list right now, but Ms. Murphy? Mm-hmm. Awesome. So thank you very much, and if you are willing to help out with that, see Dr. Trank.
Also, do the harbor one now.
We're a little concerned with the trees that are in Veterans Park, so we're looking at possibly doing a soil sample and mailing it out to see if there's a reason that that's in a particularly difficult location for the trees. And I think the Green Team has a brief report, just that we're 50 points away from getting our silver certification, which is amazing. So if anyone gets a request for help from Eleanor Dwyer, please respond as soon as possible. The deadline for the third and final round is the 27th. She's reaching out for assistance in the coming weeks to finalize several of our line items. But if you notice something that is positive for the municipality as it relates to Green Team and you think we may not know about it, please let us know, because there's a lot of little projects going on in town that actually really do help us with the Green Team certification. And I think that's it for me, Mayor.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mayor. I'm going to add a couple things to some of the reports. I know we have open space next week, right? We have an open space meeting at 5:30, I believe you said. Was it next Wednesday or Tuesday? I forget.
It's
but
next Wednesday.
Fran Reiner, yes. he'll be there. We'll be going visiting Center Avenue Park and seeing what we can do there. Want to add just to the harbor report, myself along with the other operations committee met with one of the tenants, discussed some of the improvements that we can add to their service. Jumping over to first aid squad, just, you know, as mentioned earlier, that was 74 calls in the last month and a half, and within those calls we've had 18 members specifically respond, so thank you to all those. Some recent upgrades, there was a light bar that was added to the front of the Polaris. This benefits us when they're traveling on the bottom of the trail. Emergency lighting that wasn't working was replaced with red and white emergency lights and fixed as well. I want to give a quick special shout out from the chief, 3 points here he wanted to make. Big thank you to Captain Ann Scholler for her installing the Spillman system, IAR system, and the hospital divert screen. Also want to give a big shout out to all the members of the squad that were able to pick up shifts and assist with the fair. Your presence and willingness to step up and help is what keeps the squad growing stronger every day. And third, as mentioned earlier, wanted to give a special thank you to the other surrounding squads that helped us provide safety to our residents, Highlands EMS, Brumson EMS, Union Beach EMS, and Port Monmouth EMS. In regards to membership, they're always looking for members. So feel free to sign up. If you're interested, send an email to info@ahfirstaid.org. I had a couple of things in the recreation report. As mentioned earlier, yes, the summer camp has begun. There's about 150 students, children that have signed up, so the program is doing very well. They did have their first water day. Coach Kelly from Henry Hudson Regional High School offered 30 minutes to run a skill building drills event for the kids. Some other events they have scheduled for July. We've got a couple of days of singing, some story time with a local librarian Lauren, along with a trip to the movies, some more basketball training with Coach Patrick, and a couple of days where some vendors are going to come in and offer some fun food, some ice cream and hot dogs and stuff. Jumping over to DPW, sanitation is a reminder to all of our residents, where the residents are asked not to store trash at the curb. Trash at the curb should be placed no earlier than 6 p.m. for residents and businesses no earlier than 9 p.m. the night before the day of pickup. Borough calendar, please refer to the borough calendar for all DPW information and instructions. Everything is out there. Also want to thank Jimmy as well as our borough administrator for helping allow this to have the brine truck. That's a 50-gallon truck, that 500, excuse me, I wrote 550. 500. So it's a 500-gallon tank that's out watering our trees. And as mentioned earlier, I, along with some others, have signed up to water these trees. And you know, they take those 3 gallons rather quickly when you're putting it in those green bags. That is that one thing I wanted to mention earlier, Mayor, when you were talking about Walt Curry. You know, it was obvious emotional to all of us, his passing. And you know, to be at those services and see that overwhelming support of love and respect from the community and the residents that were there, and just how many of our residents and community members were touched by one man. It was truly impressive and heartwarming. And it got me thinking, especially when driving by the first aid squad building and the fire department building, and it got me thinking about how we feel about our family, right? Our family of governing body members and former mayors. And you know, I wanted to ask if it's all right if we could purchase some buntings to hang outside of Borough Hall when a former member of the governing body or a mayor passes away, to kind of show some respect and love for them as well, if that's something the borough administrator and the mayor would consider.
We could definitely look at that. Not a problem.
I think it would be a great way to show the families that we care and appreciate them. And one last thing I want to add, Councilwoman Cusick, I didn't get a chance to reach out to you, but I wanted to talk to you about an email that the Recreation Department received from Juliana DiRocco. She's the Assistant Health Educator for Monmouth County Health. They're putting together a program called Healthy Homes for Seniors, and this is about providing 8 principles of a healthy home, which are dry, clean, ventilated, pest-free, safe, contaminant-free, maintained, and thermally controlled. I can't speak today. Thermally controlled. I want to see if you and your group might want to be interested in teaming up with the Recreation Committee and doing something.
We could talk, please.
Yeah,
I think
discussed
that would
doing
make
so. That's the first step.
Thank you.
And I've already invited her to Atlantic Highlands Day, so she'll be here in October, and she'll set up a table so she can share their information.
Juliana,
with everybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's great. And I think that's it for me, Mayor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now moving on, administration report.
Mr. Kevin is on it. Has stepped out of the meeting. So start with him.
Yeah, I would. So what we have here is we have asked the special counsel for the attorney for the Harbor Commission to, we asked him if he would be kind enough to patch into our meeting to provide a formal update regarding the towboat building, being that it's an executive session item as well as a pending litigation matter. It's not appropriate for the council to discuss this, but for the public, we asked him if he would be willing to come in and provide an update to the public from a legal perspective, which he's so kind enough to do. I believe he just stepped out of a meeting, so we'd like to patch him in now so he can step back into the meeting. if the mayor is okay with that.
Hi, Mr. Cannon.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thank you for having me tonight. I appreciate you obliging me by Zoom. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wanted to update you on the Atlantic Highlands versus Cabot Construction. As you know, the borough has hired an architect. The primary focus of the Harbor Commission is to repair the building and make sure that it's appropriate for our tenants. As you know, I don't need to go through the myriad of issues we've experienced. I'm sure you're all familiar with them. That architect is currently doing an evaluation of the building. He's going to give us a report on means to remediate it. And we're going to obviously continue to attempt to recover those costs in the lawsuit. Just recently entered order extended time for the other side to answer, which is perfectly fine because we do not have a report from our architect now to engage in, at this point, meaningful negotiations with the defendants. And that's the status. I'm really happy to take any questions or anything you guys might have.
I thank you for stopping what you had to do to give us this update. Thank you.
Thanks, the Red Bank Council, for letting you out.
Yep, thank you.
So if there are any other questions from anyone after this meeting or after Mr. Cannon logs off, please email them to me, and I will forward them to his attention, and we'll go from there unless there's questions. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cannon.
Good to see you, Greg.
Thanks for having me,
guys.
I appreciate it. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. My turn. All right, for the administrator's report. Okay, the borough received a communication on July 7th that U.S. flags and state flags needed to be lowered to half-staff per Governor Murphy's Executive Order Number 334 in recognition and mourning of two brave and loyal New Jersey heroes, firefighters Augusto Augie Akabui and Wayne Brooks Jr. The borough complied and obviously complied and ordered the U.S. flags lowered at Borough Hall, Veterans Park, the Harbor, and Center Avenue Park, as well as the state flag at Borough Hall. The borough received communication from the Board of County Commissioners, Department of Public Works and Engineering regarding the county roadway resurfacing program. The county has been allocated $7 million for the program for approximately 16.6 centerline miles or county roadway. They included a preliminary list, which includes 0.9 miles of roadway in Atlantic Highlands on CR 8 Ocean Boulevard from East Highland Avenue to Orchard Avenue, targeted for this summer. Exact scheduling is in process to be announced. Regarding MT-40 Bridge, the county is working with French and Perillo Associates, which is an engineering firm, regarding the rehabilitation of their retaining wall and MT-40 Bridge. The project engineer met on site earlier today with New Jersey Natural Gas, the borough's DPW department, and the borough's Water Sewer Department. Regarding the wall on Ocean Boulevard, the county is still seeking funding to conduct work on the wall, timing to be determined. Additional Ocean Boulevard paving is contingent upon funding that the county is seeking, I believe, on a state and federal level in terms of grants. Borough Hall timing trial schedule. Borough Hall has implemented a summer trial schedule for the months of July and August. The adjusted schedule reflects 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Fridays. This does not include myself. It's just the staff in the other room. I don't mean just the staff. It's the staff in the other room.
Exclusively.
Right. Regionalization. As previously noted, everything has been submitted to the Executive County Superintendent, Les Richens, for his review and approval. Per Special Counsel for Regionalization, Matt Giacobbe, quote, by email dated July 12, 2023, Dr. Richens, the Executive County Superintendent, has reviewed the school board's feasibility study for the formation of a regional school district and has forwarded his recommendation to the New Jersey Commissioner of Education for review and approval. If the New Jersey Commissioner of Education approves it, the question will be placed on an upcoming ballot for voter consideration. By letter dated July 13, 2023, the school board's attorney advised Dr. Richens that the boards, plural, do not oppose Seabright joining the newly formed regional school district if both questions are ultimately approved by the voters.
No.
Okay.
I want to say thank you to Morgan Spicer for painting the American flag on the flag drop box that we have placed at the end of the hallway here in Borough Hall. So thank you for that. We appreciate it. And lastly, the next council meeting will be held on August 10th. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Very briefly, we heard about the upcoming planning meeting to take place at Center Avenue Park with regards to the CDBG-funded prefabricated restroom building. Our office has completed the survey and base map of the desired location. Pretty soon you'll see our geotechnical rigs on site for a boring to support any foundation design. I anticipate that being ready to go to move towards public bid very shortly. East Garfield and Grand Avenue improvement plans funded through DOT municipal aid. Those plan specs and estimate are substantially complete at this time. I'm going to route them through the DOT to get any initial communications with regards to plan modifications or limits. Once we get back initial comments, I will roll them out here to public, mayor and council, and seek authorization to go out to public bid. If you recall, a portion of that project also involves water main removal and replacement. So that's going to elongate the overall construction period. It would be great to aim to start the water component of the project over the winter, let those trenches settle, and then allow for the concrete and paving work to take place in the spring of 24. South Avenue Park, I touched on this at the last meeting. We're continuing to iterate a compartmentalized estimate component where the available funding that's in place currently can be implemented on the playground itself, right? There's enough money in place to replace the playground and upgrade a poured in place rubber safety surface within that playground footprint. So what we're looking to do is work with the state contract vendors to iterate a design to allow it to fall within available funding. We have some discussions since the last meeting with FEMA to advance the PDM grant that's been that we've been working on as well for some work down at the harbor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And our legal counsel. I don't think I have anything to report tonight.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And so now we can move on to public comment. Move to the front and name and address. Okay, anyone on Zoom?
Seven attendees, Mayor.
Okay, so,
I don't
want to be a burden. That's a ruin. Board of Assessors, this attorney was congratulations, Councilman, on the TV show. And they'll be telling me about that. And we go home and watch that, so I won't take a long time, so we're going to enjoy that.
Thank you.
Also, thank you to everyone who volunteered at the fair. Felt very guilty as having zero interest in volunteering at the fair, and seeing while they're doing that was really nice. Can we maybe have a discussion about not doing fireworks anymore in the future? I know a lot of people have been bringing that up to me personally in private, and so I'm just putting it out there once again. I feel like now is a good time to talk about it because we all just have to enjoy it. Well, not me or my husband or our family, but other people. So I'm bringing that back out there. The litter situation in the harbor is like a million times. Obviously, we just had the fair. It's been a week, but it's just like it's so horrible. I mean, I don't know if you guys go out there, but you can't walk more than a foot by the gazebo without stepping on a bottle cap or a piece of plastic or zip ties. And I don't know if we could maybe stop using pesticides on the lawn and use that money to pay someone to go and pick up litter. I don't know, but I just feel like something needs to be done. It's really, really depressing and gross. And we did mention for the one test, it's probably going to be the last one that we do. And so if we could make the arena look as best as possible before we do that. Maybe it would incentivize people not to litter more when we do these events. Because I don't know about you, but if I'm in a place and there's trash everywhere, I don't litter, but I feel like it would be easier to do so if you saw it all over the place, which is the case all over the land. short of getting on my knees, I'm here today one more time, it doesn't matter for all resolution, I don't know what is happening, I don't know why we can't have a discussion about this, but like, it would be really great if we consider that. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you sure you can hear me about?
Sure.
Yeah. They both approve.
Just a couple of things, Mayor Mark Fisher, 91 Third Avenue. First question would be, is there anything new on cannabis? Nothing new. What can we expect to do?
I mean, at this time, there's not a meeting scheduled yet because the Smog Castle, which is where we're going to have it, is in a holding pattern as to when Kevin Smith is filming something in his, so as soon as they say when they're filming, we'll be able to ask the experts to come to an information meeting.
Okay, thank you. We hired a grant writer, which is great. Is there any way we can hear grant writer reports at these meetings, even if it's just her or him giving somebody a piece of paper with what we're working on, where we stand, how much it's worth?
So we just got our first report, or our first proposal from, since we just hired them after the budget was approved. That is, Mr. Farragina is going to go through and see which opportunities are appropriate for Atlantic Highlands, but a deadline of tomorrow for some of those. So I think we can, in your administrator's report, maybe say what we've been directing, but there were priorities given to her, including things like fire apparatus, EMS apparatus, a whole list of things. But Mr. Rohmeyer's firm also continues to write grants that are in their purview.
Right. Just be good to hear what they're working on. Let's see, the, a lot of work going on at the Forum McConnell property. We haven't been down there, they're starting to grade actually where the houses are going to be on the lower tier. I think it's time to start thinking about a name for the park that we're going to have down there. I know originally the name proposed was Half Moon Park, obviously, for Mr. Hudson. He's got a strong history here in Atlantic Highlands. I would suggest that we go with that name as a starting point, Half Moon Park. I think it sounds good. And I was just wondering if there was anybody chasing down the suggestions that the planning board made in their 2022 report for ordinance changes. I know this is an annual thing, and it's like the master plan. It's a hard thing to grasp and change because it could be spread out among many ordinances, but it would update the ordinances for the town to more meet up with the master plan. That's always an issue in this town. And it works both for us and against us. I know at the planning board, and Mr. Daugherty, you've been witness to this many times, they use the master plan when it's to their advantage because they know it doesn't match the law. So we need to get them more together in the documentation. And we just never seem to take that report and get it over the finish line.
Can I just make a comment?
Sure.
The process, though, under the municipal land use law is that the planning board will vote to refer changes to the zoning ordinance to council.
They did.
So we mentioned this a couple of meetings ago, Mr. Fisher. I think I mentioned to Mr. Councilman Daugherty about some previous requests from former Councilman Bombs to bring these to the table, and I believe Councilman said that he was going to bring those. So
somebody's working on that?
Yeah, so it's in its infancy, but there's absolutely an effort to kind of make a holistic look at our development regulations. We have not updated them in quite some time. And so, there have been discussions at the planning board level about putting a working group together, and it's a huge undertaking. I certainly recognize the desire and need for those updates, and we'll keep pushing.
And right on the tail end of that, as you know, we're going to go right back into another master plan review and update in 3 years, I think.
Yep.
Which is 10 times more difficult to do.
Yeah, and there's an environmental resource inventory project going on with the Environmental Commission. It's moving, perhaps not as quickly as it should, but it's moving.
Okay.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Fisher.
Nothing on the radio, Fish.
I got an update from Jimmy before.
Okay. Well, to everybody else, we're hopefully within 10 days of having that up and running.
Thank you. Paul Barbeo, 22 Lowry Road, a.k.a. Lousy Road. I wanted to compliment, I'm not here, people always give bad news, I got good news. Helping with Mr. Ferragina, NJCP&L, I compliment them. You know, I'm getting a new telephone call, and supposedly, I got a call today saying if it's not going to be a hurricane or raining tomorrow, they're going to put the poles.
Okay.
So, thank you again.
You're welcome.
So, yes, and I'll have my electricity will be continuous. The other thing is, I have a question about, I want to compliment also Shell Clark, because I'm putting another opening for the legal fees for what is regionalization. I wanted to ask the finance committee, how often do you meet? Is that like a monthly basis when you guys meet?
No, it's more as needed.
Yeah, as needed meeting.
Is there any way, let's say, as a resident taxpayer, are you looking into also these legal fees? Or does it interest you in any which way?
I think all fees that we pay are interested.
Okay, well, I've asked, I think, in the past to see if you can give me like a ballpark figure of how much the two law firms have billing. Now, I'm going through the vouchers at the moment, and Michelle Clark, I think, is very helpful. But I have only gotten part. I'm still in the process of getting the rest. But I think I would like to hear something from the people from the committee.
Every member of council approves the bills list. Okay. I review them personally every time we get a bills list.
Same.
We also have a LEAP grant that we finally got. Have we got received the funding? Mm-hmm. We received funding that was to reduce a portion of our legal fees for this.
But we still.
I think the preference would be that Atlantic Islands is represented by an attorney in the regionalization matter. So. Right. Regardless, we're going to incur fees from an attorney. I think that our attorney is being responsible in that billing.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that all of us will value that dollar, and we'll be definitely keeping an eye on it. For
yeah, what is the dollar worth?
I believe that the proper protocol is through the Oprah.
I haven't got all the information yet. And I would like to compare my numbers with your numbers. And that's the whole purpose of this, basically.
And you're going through the proper channel to do that by making a referral request.
Okay, but I haven't gotten any numbers from the finance committee to compare it to at this point.
I believe we can have a conversation if you want offline. The proper protocol is to get you the bills to the Oprah request process. Once you have those, then we can further that conversation.
It's the same information. It's
yeah.
Mr. Rivera, it's the same information you would get via Oprah that we see.
Well, I would like to see it a little more fine-tuned, if that's the case. The other thing is, in the meantime, just by coincidence, this is new news, Mr. Ferragina.
Okay.
I appreciate you, one of the emails, contacting the engineer, because the apron to my entrance to my staircase is sinking due to a water situation that's been going on for over a couple of years. It just so happens that I met this here at Oromaya, and I appreciate going to communicate through you where we can get a remediation. But I am going to have a contractor come already, and we're going to draw up some plans. I'm going to submit them to you and the government for also for review because the situation has gotten very serious. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brown, 6th Victoria, Woods Drive. On the cannabis meeting that maybe hopefully will be held at Smiley Castle or somewhere in the near future, have other venues been explored in terms of trying to get the meeting happening sooner than later?
The Smiley Castle is the ideal location, as per the fire marshal, in terms of the numbers of people that we expect or could have.
Ideal, but probably not the only location?
Well, we're not going to have it at one of the schools. And therefore, there's not, it, we're not going to have it at Borough Hall, so otherwise it would have to be moved out of the municipality.
Okay. As for the, I want to elaborate on a couple of things my wife brought up. Fireworks. We've mentioned before that not only veterans, people who are afflicted with PTSD can be severely affected by fireworks, dogs, children with special needs can be affected. I know for the first aid, when we do our Santa runs, we are very aware of people in town who have special requirements, and we avoid the loud noises and bright lights when we are going through those areas. Fireworks, you can't do something like that. So we've mentioned before alternatives like silent fireworks that give you the same pyrotechnics but without the banging and the exploding and the loud noises that can be triggering to so many individuals here in town. I've also recently become aware of drones, like reusable drones that are, you know, hundreds or thousands of them. They may be expensive up front, but they can be reused. Fireworks are single use, and I don't know if anybody here has walked Henry Hudson Trail after the fireworks, but there's debris everywhere, and I'm sure there's a ton in the water. It's polluting our waters, our ecosystem. I used to really love fireworks. Become much less fond of them over the years, and I really strongly encourage the borough to really examine some alternatives for next year. And then for as far as the Medicare for All resolution, and I know we can't get into a back and forth, but can anybody share with me a specific reason why it hasn't? Is there something holding it up? Is there a reason it hasn't been brought forward?
I have to disagree with Medicare for All, and that's why it has not. If we've spoken before, if you'd like to have a one-on-one discussion about it, you can.
I would like that.
Oh.
Thank you.
Sure.
No hands.
No hands? Okay. Zoom. Okay. All right. So with that being said, I need a motion.
I'll
second.
I'll move.
To go
Murphy, second.
Formal action may be taken.
And how long?
Oh, no, sorry. Formal action.
No, no formal action.
No formal action.
What's the time limit?
Targeting 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay, so I need a motion in a second.
Sorry, all moves.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't pay attention. I didn't know we were having exactly.
All good?
Yeah.
Okay, I need a motion in a second to come out as executive.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I need a motion.
Doherty.
Crowley second.
Adjourn.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.